Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Never Split the Difference, New Version, by Chris Voss, a former FBI lead kidnapping negotiator, with Tal Raz, a seasoned journalist and co-author of the bestseller Never Eat Alone. This book transcends traditional negotiation techniques, drawing from high-stakes scenarios to deliver strategies that can help you achieve success in both personal and professional negotiations. Whether you are aiming for a raise, navigating daily interactions with your spouse, or handling critical business deals, this book offers practical insights into the art of negotiation. Voss's experiences in life-or-death situations have equipped him with the skills to teach you how to be persuasive and come out on top of your negotiations. Alongside Raz, they transform complex negotiation concepts into actionable, easy-to-understand methods that anyone can apply in various aspects of life. This book is especially beneficial for leaders, managers, job seekers, or just about anyone who interacts with others and wishes to hone their persuasive skills. With its hands-on advice derived from the trenches of crisis negotiation, Never Split the Difference gives you the tools needed to approach negotiations more strategically and with confidence. Whether your challenges are in the boardroom or your living room, this book promises to guide you through them with greater ease and effectiveness. Tune in to discover how to make the most of your negotiations and potentially transform your approach to communication. Never Split the Difference, New Version, Negotiating as if your life depended on it. Introduction. Unlock your inner negotiator and master the art of negotiation. Do you often feel like you're walking away from discussions feeling like you've lost? Whether it's negotiating a raise with your boss, settling a disagreement at home, or dealing with a difficult client, the art of negotiation is a critical skill for navigating these waters smoothly. In the enlightening insights from Chris Voss, a former FBI lead negotiation expert, this summary unpacks strategies that empower you to approach negotiations with finesse and confidence. This isn't just about finding a way to solve problems, it's about strategically navigating through conflicts to achieve the outcomes you desire. This discussion does not just highlight the importance of negotiating skills in your day-to-day interactions, but also equips you with practical techniques that minimize your losses while maximizing gains. We'll explore how to leverage your emotional intelligence, the most effective tones of voice for different negotiation scenarios, and the transformative power of labeling emotions during tense discussions. These tools are not just theoretical, but have been field-tested in high-stakes situations, proving their effectiveness in both personal and professional settings. Gear up to not just participate in negotiations, but to master them, ensuring you come out on top more often than not. Part 1. Discover why effective negotiation is far beyond sheer intellect. Imagine negotiation not just as a complex dance reserved for corporate tycoons and skilled diplomats, but as a fundamental element of your daily life. Whether it's debating bedtime with kids or navigating workplace dynamics, negotiation is everywhere, involving everyone who desires differing outcomes from the same situation. But what transforms someone into a successful negotiator? First and foremost, understanding that your life teems with negotiations is a crucial step toward mastering them. Effective negotiation strategies are deeply rooted in human psychology, bridging connections and fostering a deeper understanding of not just your motives, but also those of the people around you. Historically, negotiation was treated as a field governed by rationality. Yet, path-breaking studies by thinkers like Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky turned this notion on its head, showcasing that human behavior is less predictable and often swayed by inherent cognitive biases. Their research underscores that we're driven more by emotion and impulse than by meticulous, rational calculus. In fact, even our so-called rational decisions are often colored by these subconscious instincts. How often have you thought of the perfect response long after a conversation ended? This insight leads us to one of the most effective strategies in negotiation: the power of listening. Truly effective negotiators are those who listen not just passively, but actively and with empathy, tapping into the undercurrents of what is being communicated. This skill allows them to better predict and influence outcomes. With this understanding, let's explore specific techniques that can enhance your ability to listen deeply and negotiate better. Part 2. Enhance your daily conversations with the power of active listening to foster trust. Ever noticed how some waiters repeat your order back to you? This isn't just a redundancy. It's a psychological strategy known as mirroring. Mirroring is more than an echo. It's a powerful communication tool that can help forge stronger, trust-filled relationships, making it invaluable in negotiations. Trust is the cornerstone of any negotiation. It not only provides key insights into the thoughts and emotions of the other party, but also aids in anticipating their behaviors. This understanding begins with proficient active listening. Active listening involves more than just hearing words. It's about fully engaging with the speaker's message. By focusing fully on what the other person is saying, you consciously bypass your own biases and preconceptions, allowing for a more genuine conversation flow. This process reassures your counterpart that their insights and emotions are acknowledged, thereby creating a secure environment conducive for open dialogue. Mirroring is straightforward yet strikingly effective. By subtly mimicking your conversation partner's words or mannerisms, you send a signal of empathy and similarity, encouraging them to open up even more. This simple act can make people feel understood and satisfied, similar to how you feel when a waiter confirms your order accurately. It's a signal that they have indeed understood your request. Moreover, refining how you use your voice is another pivotal technique in effective negotiation. Utilizing what is often referred to as the playful positive tone, you can maintain a light, approachable demeanor. This involves speaking with a smile and letting that positivity permeate your voice, setting a collaborative tone for the discussion. Conversely, the late-night FM DJ voice, characterized by calm, slow, and deep tones, can be used to convey authority and control without coming across as overbearing. This tone creates an aura of safety and seriousness, urging your counterpart to take the discourse seriously while still feeling secure. Active listening and strategic voice use are not just about manipulating conversations, but about creating genuine connections. By integrating these techniques, you can navigate your daily interactions more effectively, building trust and understanding that pave the way to successful negotiations. Part 3. Unlocking negotiation success with empathy and emotional intelligence. Listening isn't just about hearing words. It's a gateway to understanding deep-seated emotions, which are crucial levers in negotiation. Consider a psychotherapist. They delve into the emotions of their patients to better understand their issues and influence positive changes. Similarly, in any negotiation, grasping the emotional undercurrents of your counterpart can significantly sway the outcome in your favor. Imagine an all-too-common workplace scenario. You've been preparing for months to ask your boss for a salary increase. You present a compelling case, detailing your contributions and the extra hours you've committed. Yet, your request is met with a dismissive response that leaves you feeling unvalued and ignored. It's natural to react emotionally, feeling devastated, undervalued, or even angry. This is where empathy, particularly tactical empathy, becomes crucial. Tactical empathy isn't just about understanding another person's feelings. It's about strategically acknowledging and vocalizing those feelings to advance the negotiation. By genuinely engaging with someone's emotional state, you foster openness and keep the negotiation progressing. A key technique in applying tactical empathy is labeling, identifying and articulating the other person's emotions. This method not only helps in recognizing emotions through verbal and non-verbal cues, but also in validating and empathizing with those emotions openly. For example, using phrases like, "it sounds like," or "it seems like," helps focus the conversation on your counterpart's emotional state rather than your own assumptions. Refining the art of labeling involves keen observation. Notice the slight tension in the voice, the brief hesitations, the subtle shifts in body language. Such cues reveal much about a person's emotional stance toward a topic. After you label an emotion, it's critical to pause and allow the other person to respond. This creates a space for them to explore these emotions further, often leading them to reveal more about their concerns and motivations. Let's circle back to the salary negotiation. Instead of pressing on your merits, responding with an understanding remark like, "it sounds like you're facing pressure from the budget constraints," can shift the dynamics. It shows that you recognize and empathize with your boss's challenges, potentially leading them to open up about internal constraints and thereby deepening the negotiation dialogue. By embedding empathy into your negotiation tactics, you not only pave the way for more meaningful interactions, but also enhance the possibility of achieving favorable outcomes. Employing empathy allows you to forge connections that extend beyond the negotiation table, fostering stronger, more collaborative relationships. Part 4: Turning No into a Negotiation Superpower. Thus far, we've focused on strategies like active listening and empathy to create a supportive and trusting negotiation environment. These tools are invaluable for unpacking the desires and needs of your counterpart. Now, let's delve into a different aspect, the strategic use of the word no. Far from just being a conversation stopper, no can be an asset in your negotiation toolkit. In many interactions, no is often seen as a negative response that shuts down discussions. However, for a skilled negotiator, no can be a powerful tool to clarify and delineate exactly what is and isn't acceptable. Saying no allows you to define your boundaries and take control of the negotiation flow. More importantly, it provides a moment to pause and reflect, giving both parties the time to think over their positions without pressure. Consider a scenario where your request for a raise is met with refusal. Rather than see this as a setback, view it as an opportunity. Employing strategic questions that invite a no, such as, "are you unhappy with my performance?" positions the other party to consider their stance critically. This not only shifts the dialogue back to your achievements, but also corners your boss into justifying the refusal, which can lead to more constructive discussions or concessions. Embracing no as a response also respects the autonomy of your counterpart, reinforcing their sense of control over the situation. This paradoxically can lead to more openness in the negotiation, as it alleviates the pressure of forced agreement and encourages a more genuine evaluation of options. Moreover, using no tactfully can help filter out superficial agreement and politeness, paving the way toward uncovering genuine interests and desires. It's important to recognize that no doesn't have to be delivered harshly. It can be framed through questions like, "how can we achieve this under current constraints?" which keeps the conversation moving forward constructively. In essence, don't shy away from no. Instead, understand its value as a negotiation lever. It is a means to probe deeper into the conversation, challenge assumptions, and ultimately drive towards a more committed and meaningful yes. Understanding when and how to use no effectively can transform it from a simple denial into a strategic advantage in any negotiation dialogue. Part 5: Go beyond compromise to achieve optimal negotiation outcomes. Conventional wisdom might suggest that the fairest way to resolve a conflict is by meeting in the middle. However, splitting the difference can often leave both parties feeling somewhat shortchanged. Instead of settling for a middling compromise, why not aim for solutions that leverage negotiations in your favor without either party feeling coerced or unsatisfied. Firstly, consider the profound influence of time on negotiations. Time can serve as a critical catalyst in negotiations, whether you're instilling a sense of urgency or using it to your strategic advantage. By setting clear deadlines, you can subtly pressure your counterpart to make decisions, possibly in your favor, due to the fear of losing potential opportunities. Remember, while deadlines can compel action, they often have some wiggle room, allowing savvy negotiators to use them as a flexible tool rather than an unyielding cutoff. Imagine revisiting the scenario of negotiating a salary raise. If your request for a raise isn't immediately accepted, instead of relenting, you could set a personal deadline. For instance, decide internally that if your salary isn't raised by a certain date, you'll begin exploring new job opportunities where your contributions might be more valued. Another potent tool in your negotiation arsenal is the concept of fairness. People are often driven more by emotional perceptions than by cold, hard logic, even in situations where logical arguments seem to prevail. Positioning your proposal as a matter of fairness can deeply influence the emotional underpinnings of the negotiation. When negotiating, phrases like, "I just want what's fair," can lead the other party to introspect about whether their actions are equitable. This often prompts a reconsideration of their stance, without necessitating a direct confrontation. Alternatively, introducing the idea of fairness at the start of negotiations can set a cooperative tone. Statements like, "I aim to ensure this is fair for both of us," signal that you consider the balance and value of the negotiation for all involved, enhancing trust and setting a positive framework from the outset. Ultimately, avoiding simple compromises and instead focusing on creating favorable leverages by tactically using time and appealing to innate senses of fairness can lead to more satisfactory and effective negotiation outcomes. By mastering these strategies, you can turn straightforward negotiations into opportunities for achieving superior results, where your wants and needs are not just met, but maximally addressed. Part 6. Leverage the unexpected. Harnessing the power of the black swan in negotiations. The concept of the black swan, originally believed to be a mythical creature until discovered in Australia, serves as the perfect metaphor for uncovering unforeseen and transformative information in negotiations. A black swan in this context symbolizes that potent piece of knowledge that could completely sway the outcome of a negotiation. Mastering the art of identifying and wisely using these pivotal insights can significantly enhance your negotiating power. In every negotiation, certain pieces of information are clearly known. You know who you are dealing with and what they are offering. Then, there are assumptions or likely scenarios that you might anticipate. But beyond these, there are hidden, unpredictable facets. These are your black swans, or the unknown unknowns. The challenge and prowess lie not just in recognizing these elusive elements, but in remaining adaptable enough not to be blindsided by your own assumptions or past experiences. To uncover these critical insights, employ a mix of keen observation and strategic interrogation. Ask probing questions and pay close attention to both verbal and non-verbal responses. Often, it's not just about what is being said, but how it is being communicated that can reveal a black swan. Physical meetings, as opposed to virtual communications, usually provide richer grounds for these discoveries due to the immediacy and transparency of face-to-face interactions. Once a black swan is uncovered, the next crucial step is leveraging it. Knowing something pivotal that your counterpart desires provides what is known as positive leverage, the ability to fulfill that desire in exchange for what you want. Conversely, negative leverage involves signaling the potential for loss if an agreement isn't reached, which taps into the powerful psychological driver of loss aversion. However, this type of leverage must be used judiciously as it can strain relationships and breed resentment. Moreover, There's normative leverage, which involves aligning your position with the moral principles or standards of the other party. This can be particularly effective if you can demonstrate a discrepancy between a counterpart's actions and their stated ethics. To effectively navigate the complexities of leveraging a black swan, it's crucial to maintain a heightened sense of awareness and to be adept at reading subtle cues. This allows you to catch and capitalize on information that others might overlook, thereby positioning you a step ahead in the negotiation. In sum, whether it's through eliciting desires, highlighting potential losses, or aligning with moral standards, understanding how to find and use black swans can transform your negotiating strategy from straightforward to exceptionally strategic and effective. Keep your senses sharp and remain receptive to those game-changing pieces of information that could steer the negotiation in your favor. Final summary. The essence of successful negotiation lies not just in the ability to argue, but in understanding the psychological underpinnings that govern human interactions. By cultivating psychological awareness and integrating fundamental techniques such as active listening and strategic refusal, you can navigate diverse negotiation scenarios effectively. Everyone seeks understanding and trust in conversations, and recognizing this can transform how you approach negotiations. Each negotiation encounter is distinct, making it crucial to adapt and refine your skills continually. Being prepared with the right strategies can make a substantial difference in outcomes. One of the most critical strategies is identifying and leveraging black swans, those unexpected, game-changing pieces of information that can shift the balance of a negotiation. When you discover such a pivotal insight, using it judiciously can significantly enhance your negotiating position. In essence, the art of negotiation is about more than just reaching an agreement. It's about doing so in a way that all parties feel heard, understood, and committed to the outcome. Keep honing your skills, stay psychologically attuned, and use your strategic acumen to navigate through the complex landscape of negotiations. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.